Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. The dream is still alive, Knicks fans.
Fox to Wembanyama, pulls up, jumper, won't go, rebound taken by Vassell, it's over! The Knicks survive! This magic carpet ride continues.
Final call on ESPN as the Knicks beat the San Antonio Spurs 105-104 in Game 2 of the NBA Finals, bringing the series home to the Garden Monday, the team two victories away from a national championship. Center Carl Anthony Towns told ESPN.
Spurs fought. They got themselves back into the game, put themselves with a chance to win. The grit, the resiliency, New York City showed up, the fans showed up, the energy showed up, and we found a way to get it done.
Fans.
Another win for the Knicks tonight, and the party is right outside Madison Square Garden.
That's it. It's over. Once we come home, it's over.
Fans are going crazy.
And we're going to go hard the next two games so we can bring this home in New York.
Some fans say they haven't felt excitement like this in years, saying this moment is for the Knicks.
You see these fans? We love this. We're going to take this home. It's for the heart.
You see the energy in my city right now? My city about to go crazy.
I'm just happy to experience this with my kids. Born and raised in New York, and then finally the Knicks is winning. And for my kids to witness this, it's a good feeling.
Shanice Archer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Madison Square Garden.
Now, police say almost two dozen fans were taken into custody at the Garden last night. Charges are pending. Among those planning to attend Monday's game, President Trump, who has been invited by team owner James Dolan.
Well, I'll be going to Game 3. I guess it's Game 3 on Monday. I thought it was amazing. I think the Knicks have an amazing team, the way they played. Started off slow, and it just got stronger and stronger.
Mr. Trump would be the first sitting president to attend an NBA Finals game. He's not getting a warm welcome from some New York leaders, though. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries of Brooklyn told him to stay away, saying, "Why does Donald Trump always have to ruin a good thing?" It was another hot night at Delaney Hall. Sound of online video there as anti-ICE protesters were seen kicking cars and SUVs on their way out of the facility. One press photographer was hit and knocked down. Demonstrators and other reporters helped him up. There's no word on his condition. Several protesters were arrested. Some were reportedly tear gassed as well. It is a weekend in jail for a former lawyer from Queens, indicted on charges he scammed homeowners out of more than $1 million in a mortgage refinancing swindle. 52-year-old Jose Polanco arrested on charges of grand larceny, stolen property, possession, and more. His lawyer, Vincent Scala, says he's not a scammer.
He's just an ordinary, nice, gentle guy with a lovely family. And yesterday morning, when he woke up or when he heard a knock on the door, there were the police and they had an arrest warrant. And I believe they executed a search warrant in his home. I believe in his automobile, and I believe at the office in Jackson Heights.
Polanco was granted bail, but he's being held till the weekend's over at least. The Queens DA outlined the charges in a press release, but has not commented further. There are new questions about plans to bring a high-capacity power line through a Queens neighborhood. Residents say it should go somewhere else. Propel NY Energy planning to cut through northeast Queens as it builds the 90-mile underground system between Suffolk and Westchester counties. But Jenna Lanzetta, president of the Northwest Bayside Civic Association, tells 1010 Winds.
Community is not really sure why this route was chosen, considering it is a very invasive route. And we feel that with such a high budget project that they should be able to find an alternative route that would not put any homes at risk.
Propel is holding a webinar on the project Wednesday, the group urging people to register and comment. New info this morning on a story we've been following here at 1010 Winds. Police haven't arrested the beating of a 98-year-old man in the lobby of a Brooklyn apartment building. 27-year-old Tashara Abel of Brooklyn is charged in the incident. This happened Thursday afternoon. The 98-year-old victim walked into the building near Maple Street and Rogers Avenue in Prospect Lefferts Gardens, found the suspect distributing flyers in the lobby. They argued, it turned physical, and police say the suspect punched and kicked the victim and hit him with a broomstick and a chair. He came through with minor injuries. Suspect ran and was arrested later. More concerns for the parents of transgender kids after federal government subpoenaed Mount Sinai Hospital for records involving their child's care.
Parents like Dawn Gabriel say they were blindsided by the call from Mount Sinai, saying they would be sharing records of their child's gender-affirming care with the Justice Department.
And this is extremely disturbing that in a city like New York, in a state like New York, where we're supposed to be a sanctuary, an LGBTQ sanctuary, we are undergoing this sort of stress and fear.
Her 17-year-old stopped getting care at Mount Sinai when the hospital discontinued services for trans minors. Gabriel says her child is vulnerable.
I would like Sinai to fight back. I would like all of us to fight back.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mount Sinai says its hands are essentially tied, but they also say they're not sharing information that identifies patients. Keep the AI out of news. A bill requiring news organizations to include disclaimers when they publish AI-generated content is headed for Governor Hochul's desk. Supporters say the NY Fair News Act is a first-in-the-nation measure to protect journalism, journalists, and democracy. Major journalism unions join lawmakers in supporting the bill, which they describe as recognition that AI cannot do the work of journalists and other news professionals. Really? A Taylor Swift wedding at MSG? There are reports from TMZ and Page Six, among others, that Swift and Travis Kelce are planning to tie the knot at the Garden on July 3rd. Security experts say that would add a whole new layer of gridlock to a summer already packed with the World Cup and many other events. The couple has not confirmed where they plan to marry. The rumors are swirling, everything from Central Park to the Rhode Island coast mentioned. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch joked about the possibility of a city wedding this week and added that it was just a joke. Right now, anybody who knows where or when isn't saying, so stay tuned. Get ready for the Ghostbusters! With the anniversary of the release of the original Ghostbusters coming up Monday, there's a special Ghostbusters Day City Tour today. On-location tours hitting the iconic locations from the movie, including Columbus Circle and Holy Trinity Church, famously trashed by the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. They're also working with New York City Ghostbusters Group to set up an Ecto-1 vehicle at the famous Busters Firehouse for photo ops. And it's all for a good cause. The New York City Ghostbusters Group raises money for Trinity Place Shelter and others. The city is on track for a record low year for gun violence.
The dozens of guns on display were just a handful of the 2,000 seized in the city so far this year. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch noting the downward trend in shootings, murders, but she says there's more work to do.
60% of our shooting incidents in New York are gang-related.
And where there are gangs, there are young people.
Each year, we see the percentage of our shooting incidents committed by kids under the age of 18 growing.
On this Gun Violence Awareness Day, Bronx residents planted flowers where a teen was shot and killed, turning a once violent corner into a gun-free zone. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.